Although I live in Austin, Texas, I'm not one of those Texans who has to brag on the state all the time. But the historian in me insists on making something absolutely clear. The whole 60s psychedelic ballroom scene with those blobby liquid projection light shows was not invented in San Francisco, no matter what California chauvinists might say. That scene, as well as a lot of the bands that played it, started just a few blocks from my house here in Austin, and among its pioneers was my neighbor across the street, Houston White. The story starts sometime in 1966. Powell St. John, a jeweler, harmonica player, and songwriter, had a band named after a powerful hoodoo charm, St. John the Conqueror. Powell St. John, though, left Austin at the end of the year, following his friend Janis Joplin, whom University of Texas students with characteristic compassion had just voted ugliest man on campus. But the band was good, Bob Brown replaced Powell, and they kept playing. Like most bands at the time, their repertoire was mostly blues and whatever pop songs would give them space for long guitar solos, which was lucky because the Conqueror, as they now called themselves, had a great guitarist in Charlie Pritchard. What they didn't have, though, was a place to play. It all came together at Doris Miller Auditorium in the early summer of 1967 in the heart of Austin's Black East Side. The Conqueror opened the show for a band from nearby San Marcos, the 13th Floor Elevators. The show drew a lot more people than the hall would hold. As it happened, though, a young artist named Jim Franklin had been walking downtown that very afternoon and had found a property for rent at 316 Congress between the prestigious Crest Hotel and the State Capitol building. He alerted two of the guys in the light show, Houston White and Gary Scanlon, and they told the guy doing the sound, Sandy Lockett, and then they alerted another artist, Gilbert Shelton. A hall had been found, and it was right downtown. Shelton painted the storefront and the logo. Everybody worked on cleaning the place out, and in October 1967, the Vulcan Gas Company opened with the Conqueror as house band. Well, I've got a feeling, baby, that I'm just a passenger in your love. Just a quiet voyager in your heart. Just a lonely ride. The Vulcan, as it was called, was an instant hit. Among other things, it gave touring bands a place to play, and Canned Heat, Moby Grape, and the Velvet Underground were happy to stop off in Austin's psychedelic oasis on their way from coast to coast. The Velvets even recorded a live album there in 1969. But it was the local talent that was thriving because of the visitors. Shiva's Headband, for instance, featured the electric violin of Spencer Perskin and was capable of playing psychedelic country music, something they really didn't do much of at first because it would have identified them with the anti-Vulcan crowd. But the guy who really put the Vulcan on the map was a cross-eyed albino from Beaumont, Texas, whose live album, cut there in 1968, brought him to the attention of Rolling Stone, who dubbed Johnny Winter the next big thing. Now my mother, she done told me, and my father done told me. My father told me to By the time Winter put out his first record for Columbia in 1970, the Vulcan was a memory, closed down, its originators scattered from New Mexico to California. Sharp listeners will have noticed that I said the ballroom scene started in Austin, but the Vulcan didn't open until 1967. True, but the ballroom scene in San Francisco started with a Texan who'd observed Austin's Jomo Disaster light show, Chet Helms. He wound up managing the Conqueror after they moved to San Francisco in 1968. They quickly broke up, but in an odd sidelight, Charlie Pritchard and Houston White are pretty famous faces thanks to Vulcan artist Gilbert Shelton. They live on in the underground comics as two-thirds of the Furry Freak Brothers, Houston as Freewheel and Frank, and Charlie as Fat Freddy.